73-year-old Nancy Strand is retired from a career working as a construction laborer and on highway projects. She's served two terms on the assembly and was also on the city council for the old city of Petersburg.
Well, I'd like to be part of and help the borough business continue to run smoothly. I think as we're doing as well as we can with low funds, it's easy to legislate when there's a lot of money, but when there is none, it's more difficult.
While she says the borough is running smoothly, the assembly has been dealing with some controversial decisions over the past couple of years. One was the reorganization of borough departments that drew opposition from the public and employees in the electrical utility. Strand thinks that change has gone well. There's also been two newly negotiated labor contracts with borough employees. One took more than a year to reach an agreement. The assembly also agreed to extend the borough manager's contract for another 5 years and has been approving new fees and charges as well as increases for the cost of borough services. Earlier this year, the assembly also agreed to send a senior sales tax exemption question to the October ballot. Strand thinks that exemption will go away eventually, if not this year.
I like the idea of an income-based requirement. And, of course, residency is excellent. But it's quite a drain on collection of resource. So I think that probably it's going to ultimately go the way of many good ideas.
Strand says she uses the senior sales tax exemption, but not for items she considers non-necessities. And if she's reelected, she mentions the hospital as an important project that needs to be addressed. She thinks the borough should look for some source of money for improvements at the existing building.
I'm not sure we can afford a $40 million investment for a new one. But we do need at least improvements. So that would be probably the biggest thing to keep an eye on.
Strand also encourages residents to look up her constituent phone number in the old phone book and call her about borough issues. Meanwhile, 36-year-old Eric Castro is finishing up his first term on the assembly, but says he won't be running for re-election. Castro is the Petersburg Ranger District's fisheries biologist for the U.S. Forest Service.
A year and a half ago, I ended up receiving the district fisheries biologist position. I moved from a part-time seasonal worker into a full-time. Being as that I'm working, year-round now, I have 12 employees, and it's just become too much of a burden to be able to continue both on the assembly and as a district fisheries biologist.
Castro wants to focus on his job and doesn't feel like he can give his full focus to the assembly position. He's glad he served 3 years on the assembly and says he came into it looking for new or additional sources of revenue for the community.
I'm proud that I helped make the move in order to be able to legalize marijuana in town, the commercial sale of it and bringing in taxes. Like I noted at the assembly a couple weeks ago, $36,000 had been brought in as of June 1st for the marijuana excise tax. You know, all I hear are good news or good reports about the electrical reorganization. I know that was a highly contentious issue and something that kind of pained me to have to go through, because I could see kind of like the contention within the community and having community members stopping me on the street, you know, displaying their displeasure. I feel ultimately for the community that it has worked out. And I'm happy to have been, or proud to have been able to take part in that.
He thinks the municipality is in good shape at the moment and likes the leadership by the borough manager, the current mayor, and his colleagues on the assembly. However, Castro thinks the state's fiscal crisis and loss of state funding will continue to be a challenge for the next assembly. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.